This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
There are people probably in all three services that have adopted someone, or you're adopted. You have someone in your family, extended family, that's adopted someone. So you understand it perhaps in a way that others don't. But there is a spiritual implication to adoption that most Christian people don't get. Listen to that again. There's a spiritual aspect to adoption that even most Christian people don't realize. And today, as we begin a brand new series from the book of Ephesians, a New Testament book, we're going to talk about adoption, among other things, about what the Lord does for us, with us, and in us, as we study Paul's letter to a church at a place called Ephesus. What I'd like to do is just a few comments on some of the early verses, and I'm going to give you four bullet points again, like I did last week, to write down in your notes. In verse 1, Paul identifies himself as an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. You know what struck me there? Paul knew who he was. Do you? Paul knew who he was in Christ. Do you and I know who we are? Before Dr. Leroy Lawson became president of Hope University in California, in Fullerton, California, before he was a minister of a large church in Arizona, he was a high school teacher. He tells about being in the teacher's lounge at his high school one day where there was a substitute filling in for another teacher, and one of the teachers said to the sub, you know, what are you doing with your class today? And he said very innocently, he said, well, I asked them to write a paper on what they thought their purpose for living was. And teachers rolled their eyes at one another. And one teacher, a woman, spoke up and said, that's the stupidest thing you could do with high school students. She said, they don't know what their purpose is. Why would you ask them to write the purpose for their lives? And here she said something and didn't realize till the words came out of her mouth what she said. Here's what she said. I'm in my 50s, and I don't know what purpose my life has. And it got real quiet in the teacher's lounge, because it was a Kodak moment as she was revealing in her 50s, I have no idea what my purpose is. My point in sharing that is this. You have a purpose if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. God has called you out of the world and called you to be a follower of Christ, to be his disciple. And you know what? That changes the landscape of everything. Regardless of whether or not you know what you're going to be in terms of vocation, what you're going to do professionally, doesn't matter. You can say, my name is so-and-so, and I follow Jesus Christ. He's the Lord of my life. It says it all in terms of eternity. I am his, and he is mine. Loved with everlasting love, that hymn said, led by grace, that love to know. Led by grace, that love to know. Paul knew who he was. Do you know? Do I know? Then he says to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Just a little side comment. I don't think I've ever mentioned this before. The word saint in the New Testament is never used in a singular sense, ever. That I can't think of to the saint. Paul always says to the saints. You know what that means? To be a saint does not mean to be a part of a select group of people. The word saint means called out, separate, to be different, set apart. I've got news for you. The Bible considers you a saint if you have named Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. You are a saint of God, not in a title to, you know, to pump you up. Oh, I'm special in the sense that I've done something better than anyone else. It's a title of recognition of who you are in Christ. You're called out. You're separate.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.